Good morning, Packard's Notes on the Road, episode 20. Well, as promised, I do have the, here's the little surprise I had planned for today, that the sixth person who tweets the word road to me on Twitter, that's at twitter.com/Packard_Sonic. If you're not a member, you can join for free. And, of course, you probably, if you're on Twitter, you're getting these podcasts anyway. So, whoever tweets the word road to me, for the sixth person, well, I will tweet your name from today until Tuesday. And this way, do a follow. So, you get to know, get a little bigger notice on Twitter. Anyway, this morning I'd like to talk about tight-fitting clothes and, well, just clothes in general. When you're out here on the road, you have to be wearing proper attire because you never know what's going to happen from moment to moment sometimes. And since I drive all year long, you never know what kind of vehicle you're going to be getting, if the vehicle is going to break down at any time, which I have had happen in the past. And I was not completely prepared, and if I had been a little less prepared, it would have been a whole lot worse. Especially pants, because pants you gotta be able to be comfortable in, because you're sitting for hours, and between anywhere from 2 to 8 or more hours just sitting driving. I mean, who wants to do that, really? I mean, you're sitting there and you're fighting the pants just so you can get comfortable, then your whole body just aches, and then that just makes the day that much worse. I mean, I suppose that could go along with anywhere else, but there you're walking around and you get a chance to stretch things out, but when you're sitting, it has a tendency to wear on you really fast, and you're driving a vehicle that's a couple more tons, about the 3 times the size, the weight of a car or more. You could seriously get distracted easily, or be fatigued a whole lot faster. So, if you're planning a long trip, wear some good clothes. I mean, you'll feel better about it in the later in the day. I mean, you won't feel fatigued, and you'll feel more rested. Well, that's all I really got to talk about today. Like I said, sixth person to tweet the word road at Twitter, Packard_Sonic. And we'll see you on the flip side.